today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, Salamun alaikum and so welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about haste in Islam. Be with IRIB English Radio.
Woke up with the light, a sky so blue upon my eyes, with a thankful heart. Today is another brand new start. I feel so positive, just wanna do my best to show this world I'm living in all of the love that I can give, give, give.
There are many things that I can do,
many things, yeah,
that can make me feel so close to you.
My heart when I'm
loving, 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 loving you.
Today, Saturday, is the 3rd of Shawwal, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of the month of Ordibehesht, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of May, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran and we'll listen to chapter Kaf, Verse 66 to 69.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا.
Moses said to him, may I follow you on the condition that you teach me from what you have been taught of sound judgment?
قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
He said, indeed, with me you will never be able to have patience.
وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا.
And how can you have patience for what you do not encompass in knowledge?
قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا.
Moses said, you will find me, if Allah wills, patient, and I will not disobey you in any order.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This holy verse indicates that the capacity of persons concerning information is different. Therefore, in giving the cultural responsibilities to individuals, competences should be known and weaknesses must be notified of. It is possible that with the help of Allah and by means of patience, the necessary growth and development can be obtained. And also, we must not forget the will of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, for what we are going to do in the future. And we should say, if it be the will of Allah, inshallah.
Some might say this world today shows God's left us to our mistakes, oh, He has never been so far away. Some might say, how could any father stand, see his children across mainland, suffer so, give no helping hand, no helping hand. And somewhere tonight, far away and out of sight, there's a child that's too weak to cry. And deep in those those eyes, can't you see him in disguise? Reaching out to the heart that's in you. And I...
Warning against haste. We're gonna speak about this. There are two kinds of haste. One commendable, which is hastening to do righteous deeds, and the other reprehensible. Haste cannot make Allah's decree occur ahead of its due time, no matter how relentlessly people may pursue its occurrence. Allah, exalted be He, says, "Indeed, Allah has set a measure for all things." Chapter Talaq, verse 3. Hastening the fulfillment of one's needs and wishes is an inborn quality and part of human nature. Allah says in chapter Anbiya, verse 37, "Man is created of haste." Reprehensible haste is that which occurs in other than acts of obedience to Allah. It is a weapon that Satan uses against man, and it leads to nothing but loss and remorse. The Prophet, may Allah peace and blessings be upon him and his family, said, "Deliberateness is from Allah and haste is from Satan. One will reap nothing but remorse as a result of haste."
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-Sain. In this episode, we are going to talk about making haste as viewed from the perspective of Islamic instructions. We know that sometimes we may have delayed in doing some of the businesses or jobs that we are expected to fulfill or carry out. Now, because of any problem or owing to certain problems, we may not be successful to do everything on time. Because of this, in order to compensate and in order not to fall behind our schedule or schedule, we usually make haste. However, in contrast to or the opposite point of making haste is being patient and patience. In this regard, we find that making haste in order to do something without all the requirements be ready and without the appropriate time to arrive is morally an abominated moral trait. It means that so long as a condition isn't that ready for us to do something, we shouldn't make haste to carry it out, because prior to any proper condition, we may not receive any good result.
One light, one hope, one heart, one soul, one chance to know, one time to go.
Just one call from my heart pulls me to a world apart. There's just one word that I hear, one trumpet calls me near. When the spring has been unwound, what is lost will soon be.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and our topic is haste in the words of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. With haste, errors abound. The hasty one is in the wrong, even if he acquires what he seeks. The one who rides on the moment of haste is on the verge of stumbling. And we have another quote, "One who acts hastily falls into error."
Special topics for a special program.
You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Look before you leap. Write down the facts before you decide to take action. Write out what happened, who's responsible, and your desired outcome. Highlight anything that's factual and discard the rest. Once you get clear on the facts, you can look at the situation from a less emotional point of view and respond based on what actually happened versus what you thought may have happened. Have a level-headed colleague on call. When we are embroiled in a stressful situation, an objective opinion helps us avoid assumptions and impulsive decisions. Enlist a trusted colleague who has a good track record for making high-stake decisions and knows about your challenges. Call, text, or email to explain the situation. Share your ideas. Hear theirs. Look at all angles and weigh your next step.
Now, we understand from an Islamic point of view that there is a relationship between the thoughts that we think, what we believe, and the decisions that we make, and eventually the decisions that we make, if we repeat them on, and if we put work into it, those become the governing factors in the trajectory of our life, the direction that our life takes. So, you know, there is, from the Islamic perspective, a methodical way of understanding how our thoughts evolve into decisions. But before we go into that, I want to share with you, what does that look like from a psychological perspective? So, there's a quote that I want to share with you by Viktor Frankl, and for those of you who are familiar with the name, I've mentioned him a few times. He's a psychoanalyst who survived the Holocaust, and he wrote in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, he says the following, and I want you to think about this. He says, between stimulus and response, there is a space. So stimulus and response. Think about it. If someone was to walk up to you and poke you, right? That would be a stimulus. The response would be you jumping out of your place or you striking back. So the stimulus, right, is what the cause is, and then the response is the effect of that cause. He says there is a space between it. Now think about that. As small as it is, it exists. It's something that exists. In that space, this is the continuation of his quote, lies our freedom and power to choose our response. In those choices lie our growth and our happiness. So you have stimulus and you have response. And most of the time we think about it as an automatic process or even an unconscious process, the way that we respond to the stimuli in our life. Now, whether that stimulus is something physical, or if it's something emotional, if it's something that engages you intellectually, it's something that's intellectual, and so you start to think a different way, that's stimulus and response. Most of the time, you know, we tend to believe that that process, you know, the development from stimulus to response is automatic and it's unconscious. Well, for the vast majority of people, it is. But what he's saying here is that between those two, there's a space. And in that space, no matter how small it is, whether it's a millisecond, whether it's a minute, whether it's an hour, whether it's a week, in that space lies our freedom, right, and power to choose our response. In those choices lie our growth and our happiness. So the thoughts that we think are the stimulus. Our response is the way that we respond is an effect of that stimulus. But between the thought and between that behavior or that decision, there is a space, and that space is controllable.
That's a good topic for discussion, so we continue on the next episode of today's special, inshallah. Till then, fi amanillah.
بسم الله لنا فتح ذكر الله لنا حسن لطف الله لنا عون نعلو به درجات بسم الله لنا فتح ذكر الله لنا حسن